If you're not someone who really thrives in a growing, learning type of environment and is hungry for that knowledge and self-reflection, that being an entrepreneur may not be the right path for you. You know, one of the things I do with some of my clients, I call it take an x-ray for the entrepreneurial bone, because I really believe that we either have the bone or we don't have the bone, but we really need to know so that we aren't not only in the wrong environment, but we aren't feeling guilty about not fitting in the environment that we're in. And if we do have the entrepreneurial bone, it doesn't absolutely mean we have to start our own business, but it does mean we need to be in an environment that's very entrepreneurial, where we can express those skills. And there's some very key habits and traits of entrepreneurs. And I would say one of them is the almost insatiable desire to learn. When you're comfortable in that world, entrepreneurship can be a blast, because you know you get that every day. Even what I call businesses within a business. So for example, real estate agents, you know, they often work with a company, but they really are their own rainmaker. They are running their own business. And sales reps are often the same way. You know, they're involved in a product or a service working for a company, but they do run their own business within a business. Any of those kind of people need to keep this in mind, or it's going to be a slog.